to talk about all of it for the first time in 2 weeks because of all the playoff baseball and the Monday Night Football game he was on last week. We didn't get a chance to talk to Alex Boone, my favorite interview of the week, so we'll just have to spend more time with him today. How are you, Alex?
Damon, what's going on?
Things are good, man. Things are real good. How are you feeling? That probably wasn't a good night for you in Denver.
No, it wasn't. It's had better days, but at the same time, you got to regroup, refocus, and get back at it.
Indeed, you do. I saw as soon as the game was over, you were one of the first to Manning after the game to offer a congratulations. It was brief, but what did you say? What was the exchange?
I just told him it was awesome to see him out there. You know, obviously, he is probably one of the greatest players to ever play the game, and it really is an honor to play against him. And you know, I'm such a big football fan. I've always been a Peyton Manning fan, and to go out and shake his hand and tell him he was the greatest. And, you know, he was just kind of like, oh, you know, thank you, I appreciate it. And I was just like, man, this is like, you know, being a little kid, meeting your idol. You know, it's just one of those things. And I had to go up and say that. I got enough respect for him that I had to do that.
Let me ask you, do you get those moments? Who is another player throughout your career that, you know, being on the field with them meant so much to you, you had to share that with them?
You know, it was funny because it was in the same game I was talking to DeMarcus Ware, and I said, you know, you're one of the guys I've always watched, and, you know, you've been playing for such a long time. It was an honor to play against you, and I actually got to play one-on-one against them, and it was one of those moments that I'll never forget. My eyes got so big, and I remember, you know, Kilgore told me, hey, span it out, and I looked, and there he was, 94. I said, oh, man, I got to take advantage of this, and I did, and I told him, you know, it was an honor to block you. You know, you're a great player, and I respect you a lot. And, you know, guys like, you know, D'Amico Ryan from the Eagles, you know, guys that play with such intensity, and they're so, you know, they're true savages to me. Those guys, I enjoy playing with them. And I always tell them after the game, it's an honor to play with you. And, you know, I remember we played the Bears, and I told Lance Briggs, I said, dude, you've been doing this a long time. You're a hell of a player. And I got to tell you, I got a lot of respect for you, and it's an honor to be across from you. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't get these chances a lot, so when you play against guys like that, you got to let them know.
Hey, young Boone is behind us, behind you, letting us know. He's making his presence felt.
She's making her presence felt. Hey, she's a pistol. I'll tell you what, man. Don't mess with her.
What name? We got a name?
Carmen.
Very nice. Good name. Very nice name.
Thank you.
Family name? How'd you come up with Carmen?
You know, my wife and I both loved it, and we just, you know, she came out and she looked like a Carmen. We were like, hey, she's Carmen. And it stuck. And my oldest is throwing sticks at me right now, so that's always a pleasure.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Now,
what can I say?
You know, you're raising a gentle little brood down there. Is everybody happy? Daddy's got a bye week. Is daddy a little easier to be around on the bye week?
You know, I think so. It's tough coming off a loss like that, you know, Sunday night in front of everybody. It's one of those things where you want to go out and show the world what your team's all about, and you get your butt handed to you like that, and you think, oh, my God, you know, what are we doing? Are we spiraling out of control? You know, and you see the atmosphere around the locker room. Everyone says, hey, you know, let's take this week. Let's regroup. Let's get away from football for a little bit, and let's come back with the right mindset. You know, we still got 9 games to go. We got a long season to play, and we're okay where we are right now. You know, we'd like to get one up on Seattle last night, but where we are right now, we're okay.
You know, I've always thought that Jim Harbaugh was a guy that when things are going well, you know, there's a lot of bravado to what he does. When things are going not so well, he probably gets quieter on days when things aren't going well. He's a screamer under good circumstances, not under bad circumstances. Am I right or wrong in that?
No, he's a great coach. And let me tell you why. Because when you are winning, he makes things tougher because he doesn't want you to be comfortable. He doesn't want you to get complacent. He doesn't want you to think this is okay. Hey, let's just go through the motion. We'll do a little bit of this, dance over here. You know, the more games we win, the tougher he gets in practice, the harder things get. You know, when we lose, hey, let's all rally together. Let's circle the wagons. Let's get together. Let's figure out the problem, and let's fix it. And that's what I love about him.
Niner guard Alex Boone joining us for a weekly conversation. You know, when fans sit back and watch the game, as you know, every fan now has Madden, so understands NFL football intricately and could be a coach. You know that now, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, but seriously, when we look at the 49ers offense, I think everyone just sees it for the potential that it has and the potential that it it enjoys at times. But people want a video game to be breaking out each and every series. And when it doesn't happen, people start saying things like, well, Roman's an idiot. Roman doesn't know how to approach first down or third down, or Kaepernick doesn't know how to make the third or fourth read. Or, I mean, all these total Monday morning quarterbacks come out and explain why the Niners don't click. Let me ask you, a Niner, when things aren't clicking offensively, is there always something to it? Is there a common link?
No, I think, you know, the most common link is that we are not executing the way we should be executing. You know, I love Monday morning quarterbacks. They make me laugh so bad, especially when I'm out with my family and guys say, you know, you guys need to do this better. I'm like, oh, that's it? That's all we, oh my God. I didn't know that. Somebody should have told me earlier. I mean, I love this when people say stuff like that, but honestly, it's so complicated sometimes because defenses, they throw the most exotic looks at you, and you can't prepare for something. And so, you know, Giro's out there scheming, and I'll tell you, he's a brilliant coach. And when it comes to execution, we need to be better. And that's on us as an offense, not on the coaches.
Let me ask you about quarterbacks. It seems like the field is mic'd better than ever before, Alex, and we can hear quarterbacks at the line of scrimmage changing plays, getting in and out, checking in and out of plays. And more than ever before, we're hearing Mike linebacker identified as one guy, and then, you know, number, you know, 52 is the mic. No, 56 is the mic. And there's, you know, a change in just philosophy. Like, you know, I thought the Mike linebacker was always the Mike linebacker, and now that guy can be, you know, that assignment can jump around to different guys on different plays. How much more exotic are defenses now than just from your rookie year?
Oh, they're unbelievable. I mean, you look at guys like Rex Ryan, they're coming in, they're reinventing defenses. I mean, Wade Phillips, guys like this, they're so smart. They know exactly how to pinpoint you, and they know exactly where to mess with you. And this is the thing I love about him, especially like a guy like Vic Fangio. He's so smart. He knows exactly how to mess with you to the point to where it drives you nuts. You know, it used to be back in the day, the mic's the mic. 55 will always be the mic. Now, they start rolling safeties down, and you're thinking, okay, now who's the mic? Well, you got to go weak to strong. And these are the things that people don't understand. You know, they always say, oh, so easy. Believe me.
So easy. I mean, yeah, again, I've had Madden. I've gone undefeated. I can't even tell you how many times in Madden. What's wrong with you guys? Get it together. We're talking with Alex Boone, our weekly conversation. Again, a bye week for you guys. Very well timed. Let me ask you about some of your teammates getting healthier around you. It was nice to have Anthony Davis back on the line, wasn't it?
It was great. It's always good to have my beast back. You know, I missed him. I think Jonathan did a great job while he was gone. He really stepped up big for us. But, you know, having AD back is great. We've been playing next to each other a long time. And just having him next to me, you know, you just feel, you know, like, all right, things are clicking again. And I think he played great.
With week 9 getting closer and closer, Aldon Smith getting closer and closer. Due to his suspension, I know he's not allowed to practice. Is he around the team in any way, shape, or form? Have you seen him in the last few weeks, this week, to today?
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him here and there. You know, he comes around and talks to people. And, you know, he's doing great. He sounds great. Sounds like he's ready to roll. I'm excited for him. Can't wait to see him out on the field busting heads and really watching Aldon do what Aldon does.
Have you guys ever talked about demons that you might share off the field?
No. I mean, I think this is more of a manly game. And it's one of those things where, you know, as a man, you just kind of fix yourself. You get it fixed and you move on. And there's really no point to talk about the past. I mean, the past is the past. And I've always believed that anytime you turn around to look at it, you just hurt yourself even more. So really just moving forward, taking steps forward, building, learning, growing.
Navarro Bowman, how's that knee building, learning, growing?
Oh, yes. Navarro is coming along tremendously. It's great to see him out there, you know, doing stuff that he can do and really just kind of talking to him and kind of having fun with him a little bit. Excited for him to come back soon.
Rams, coming up for you guys after the bye week. It was a very good game, like I said, on Monday Night Football. You guys did execute and get what you wanted done against them. Then they turn around and beat the Seattle Seahawks. If that doesn't tell you a little something about the NFC West, I don't know what does. Do you look at the Rams differently now after that, or is what they do when you're not playing them never on your mind?
No, I think that we knew that's the team that they are. They're a great team. And a lot of people say, well, you know, they're missing Sam Bradford and, you know, they're down to their third quarterback and, you know, they're hurting right now. You know, you look at this quarterback, and he's unbelievable. He's making plays left and right. I mean, he went up 14-0 on us, no problem. I mean, the guy's he's a great quarterback, and they're a great team. They're a defensively honed team. You know, their defense makes plays for them, gets them good field position. They rush the passer. They play well. They play with intensity. You know, they're missing Chris Long right now, and I know they miss him. But at the same time, they're still out there making plays, and they beat Seattle. So, you know, a team that everybody says could have gone to the Super Bowl, and probably, you know, you never know, might. But at the same time, they're a great team. And people always underestimate teams because of their record. Oh, you know, these guys are 1-4. Whatever. The records mean nothing. They're still going to go out and try hard. They're going to play to the whistle, the echo of the whistle, and that's what you always have to watch.
Were you happy to see the moniker, the media-assigned moniker of Toxic Locker Room officially be assigned to another team in your division? Seattle says goodbye to Percy Harvin. That was a stunner.
You know, I think everybody was kind of shocked with that, but then you hear the stories behind it, and you really think, you know, what was going on over there? And I'm not surprised. You know, I've heard stories about Pete Carroll, and a lot of the stories I hear are that he's all about enthusiasm. He likes to have high energy all the time. That's what he built the team around, high energy. And I got to be honest, the guy seemed like he didn't fit from the stories I've been hearing. And really, you know, knowing Pete Carroll and kind of hearing a lot about him and knowing guys that play for him, I'm not surprised he got rid of him. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is.
It's really, really, it's amazing to see it all go down. There are very few headlines that surprise us in sports anymore. You know, everyone's got an insider, everybody's got a source, and you normally hear about something 3 days before it actually happens. That came out of absolutely nowhere. Have you been in a locker room where you ever said to yourself, or maybe a group of players, I mean, this is going back to high school, going back to Ohio State, where you said, you know, this might be a happier family if that guy left. Have you ever been one to identify a that guy in your locker room? And what do you do if you do identify a that guy?
No, I've never had that problem, thank God. You know, and I honestly wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I've been fortunate that all the teams that I've been on, I've loved everybody. I've been friends with everybody. I've been close with them. I've been brothers with them. And really, I mean, I guess you could spot them from a mile away. Apparently, Pete Carroll saw it. I mean, they paid him how much money, and all of a sudden, after playing about 8 games, they got rid of him. I mean, they paid him almost $20 million, and then they got rid of him. I mean, that just shows you, Pete Carroll's not messing around. He's all about the team philosophy. He's all about the way the team has to be, and he believes in that, and that's the kind of coach he is.
Well, the kind of coach that Jim Harbaugh is doesn't take losses like this very often. Again, you don't see Coach Harbaugh and the 49ers take their medicine very much since 2011. Dr. Peyton Manning put it on you pretty hard. Hopefully it regroups you. Like you said, you get healthier this week and focus for the Rams. I want to thank you, as always. A great conversation with you. We're in Kansas City, which means me and John, my producer, who you talked to on the phone before you come on with us, we're about 45 minutes away from chowing down on barbecue and epic fat boy meals. What if we had to give you your choice of epic fat boy meals, what would your epic fat boy meal be?
You know, man, there's so many I could choose from. I'm about to eat one right now. But
what's for dinner?
Butter and Zeus. You ever had it?
Butter and Zeus?
Everything they make is in a waffle. So they make, like, chicken fried waffles, peanut butter and jelly and waffles. I mean, dude, cheeseburgers and waffles, unbelievable.
This is all new to me. Butter and Zeus. Look this up. Write this down. I feel like this needs some investigative reporting by the Damon Bruce Show here. What kind of waffle will you get tonight?
I got 2 chicken and waffles. I got 2 barbacoa pork fries.
Ooh,
amazing! Yeah, you're not kidding. And I got the peanut butter and jelly with raspberry jelly, and I got the banana cream filled waffle.
Dude, that's some serious fat boy eating right there. Nice job.
Dude, I put away the food. I know I look like, you know, where's it all going? I know, but I can put away some food.
Well, you do have that runner's body we always talk about, you know.
Hey, you saw me versus the Rams run pulling out with Cap. I was step for step now. Don't let them fool you.
You were. That was a nice 40 time. Hey, enjoy the waffles. Enjoy it all. Have a good week. I hope you and Carm have a lovely night together. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thanks, Damon.
Good to talk to you. Alex Boone, Niner guard.